here with you, 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. Let's get to our headlines brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. At Doral Volkswagen, choose from over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock, like the Tiguan, the Taos, the Atlas. Remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen. And we will get to those headlines in a sec. But Leroy, can we get a weather update?
Sure can.
From the DeMesmin and Dover Law Firm, youraccidentattorneys.com. Free consultation 24-7. Call them at 866-954. More.
I got up this morning. It was beautiful. Now it is mostly cloudy.
Uh-oh.
I don't know how to explain that. The winds are relatively calm.
Ominous.
Coming out of the west, northwest, at about 5 to 10 miles an hour. You know what that means. West, northwest, north. Look for it to get cooler in the next few days. And I would say the temperature, I'm going to go ahead on and say 82 degrees, because it hasn't been very warm. We are getting a cooling, but I was looking, you know, at the future forecast, because that's what I do. And we're going to get into the 60s next week with highs in the low 70s.
Hmm. What was the temperature you said?
82. I like that.
It's 85.
Damn.
That's the second day in a row you've been.
Second day in a row.
You're off.
No off.
See what Chuck Norris kick would do to you?
When I went out for my Einstein bagels, it was quite cool. So yeah.
Miami Heat, they're back on the hardwood tonight against the Indiana Pacers. It is an NBA Cup game. It's a 7 o'clock tip-off. And coverage begins at 5:45. Solana and Tommy Tag will get you all set with pre-heat. Jimmy Butler, he is going to miss his third straight game with an ankle injury. He was at shoot-around today. He was chopping it up with Eric Spoelstra. Did look like he was in workout gear too. So I don't think reporters get to watch shoot-around, but it looked like he was doing something. So that's it feels like Jimmy's going to be back soon, Leroy. It feels like it. Feels like it.
Got to tell you, I don't want him taken away from old Tyler. I want Tyler to be cooking.
Tyler has been cooking. You got Tyler Hero, Vlad. Tyler Hero was talking about it because he's been, I mean, it's been insane watching this run from him. He is he's absolutely killing it. What he's been doing with the three-pointers, unbelievable. Doing everything. Decision making, the assists, always been a good rebounder for his size. You know, he's been just friggin', as I think he said, he's like, I'm just feeling the zone right now. Says it feels like he's having a summer workout when he's playing right now. So that's pretty cool to hear from Tyler Hero. Here was Boy Wonder at practice yesterday.
I mean, it's fun. I'm in the zone. It feels like my summer workouts, you know, just everything going in, but it's honestly, it's just a feel for the game. You know, I could have, you know, shot that many threes or whatever it was early on throughout the game. But I feel like just being able to work the game, letting the game come to me is easier. And it makes more sense for the team. Try to get my teammates going, try to get everyone feeling good. And if the game calls for me to be more aggressive at the end, then I will. But I think it's more important to just get everyone involved early on and let the game kind of flow how it flows.
He's feeling confident. He's feeling froggy. I like it.
You can do that if the game is close. But you got to know when during the course of the game it's time to take over and keep your team in it.
Tyler's numbers through 10 games. He is just a hair under 25 points per game. 5 rebounds, 5 assists. He's shooting 51% from the field. Sheesh. I mean, this is bananas. 48% from three.
Dude, he had everybody in Detroit scared. Like,
dude is a sniper.
Yeah.
They didn't want him to touch the ball at all. They didn't, like, when he had the ball.
And the shot that he took at the end of the game, I thought was going in.
Yeah.
It's been a minute like that for you guys to have a guy like, oh, no.
Look,
Jimmy does it in the postseason. Don't get it twisted. Jimmy does it in the postseason, but, like.
This is the thing with Tyler, right? Like, it's all in his hands. The only reason anybody's ever talked about the last piece and who's going to be that guy and who's going to be the guy who steps up at the star power, that's in his hands.
Let me ask you this. Because everybody says Jimmy's the guy.
Yep.
You think a lot of guys
just kind of bow down to Jimmy and give Jimmy the, you know, the reins to do those things.
No, Tyler's been taking shots, dude. Like he.
No, I know this has been this year.
Oh,
but well, in the past, and as fast as they want to go, when they get down to it and it gets to those crunch times,
I don't think it's a Jimmy thing.
Jimmy.
Well, I mean, Jimmy's been missing the last three games. I don't think it's a Jimmy thing. I think Spo likes the way that he's playing better.
Okay.
I don't think it's a Jimmy thing.
Okay.
I don't think Jimmy's holding him back. I think this is all, like you said, kid hitting his prime, confident, maybe got his body a little bit in a better place. It's been durable so far.
Yep.
And his shot diet's been crazy good.
My favorite is the teardrop when he goes in the paint.
Haven't seen the baby float as much though this year. It has. He's been more attacking, getting to the rim, getting some fouls. It's been cool to see. One man who's also been great to see. He said yesterday that he's playing whether his custom mask comes in or he has to wear a standard team mask because he doesn't want to miss games. But Nikola Jovic got to see the video of his nose getting busted up. Here was Nikola Jovic on his face.
It was weird, you know. I mean, see my face and my nose going the other way. It was weird. Good thing that popped it back. You know, it's a little broken, but I'm going to.
Talk to me about this mask. How's it working out? Having it on? Have you ever had one before?
Probably? No. I'm still waiting for the one that's made for me. I'm still rocking the like the regular one that they have for like everyone. And yeah, I mean, it's weird, but it's good.
Yeah, it's the challenge. Hold on.
What's up?
He can't wear a standard mask with that schnauzer.
Dude, don't say that. He wore it in practice yesterday. He wore a standard mask.
Why?
He wore it. All right. And the custom one should be in by the game.
Extra large.
I don't like what you're doing.
You don't have to.
No, I don't sometimes. Like what you're doing. You're not being very nice. Like this.
Sometimes, very nice. Sometimes the truth hurts.
You don't like your.
No, he don't
sometimes
like
it. No, he doesn't hurts, like. But you went off for a whole hour about you and Chuck Norris.
Yeah, he doesn't like his friend in you know, with nasal length.
Yeah,
to be ridiculed.
He's getting a custom one.
Right, but I'm saying if he getting a custom one, it's like we knew guys on the football team that had to get custom helmets.
Yeah, because their head is too big.
Yeah.
All right. Well, they basically
had to bring them in the summer.
He's got.
They say, I heard rumors you got a big dome. Come on in early.
I would
get you fitted so that you'll be ready for camp.
Leroy, I'm pretty sure this is me. Call me crazy, but I'm pretty sure that they make masks for all types of noses.
Why you got to get a specialized mask then?
Because they like to make it more precise. They always do that. That's a thing.
Okay.
Leroy's trying to say he got a face mask. Nose is so big, he needs a face mask. Look at that.
His nose is sticking through the bottom of it. That ain't protected.
Don't say that. It's not.
It like, is. That,
he's
it
just
is.
Down. He's
hey,
just,
wait a minute. Am I the only one that see the nostrils underneath the mask?
Dude, like, hanging? Stop saying that.
It might
that.
Be clear. Right, it's a clear mask.
It's a clear mask. It's a clear
see,
mask.
That's why you can
it's closer than you think.
It's close. I got you.
You know, you remember the LeBron mask back in the day?
That was cool. The black mask?
Yeah. They only let him wear it for a game.
Then they told him he had to get a clear one?
Yeah. That was against the Knicks. He killed
look how
him.
Young he looks.
He was 27.
Does he look young? I see some grays in the beard.
I think that's just the light.
That's the light. That ain't gray.
I don't know. He might have been 38
he,
for the
he
long
got time. That Draymond going.
Like, oh, who doesn't have grays that like that?
Draymond got grays like that. Draymond, he ain't got grays like... Draymond
Gray.
I'll give you a point for that. That was funny.
Point for Tobin.
Wow. Y'all talking about me. Look at what Dave South just said.
I don't like what he said. I don't like
it. They had to hire a construction crew to make that mask.
That's a
bring it on in. Bring it up. They drop it down. Stay still. Stay still.
Jeez,
for sass.
You're brutal, dude.
Who, me?
Yeah, you.
Why?
I mean, come on.
Hey, listen. There ain't nothing wrong with having a big nose. It's on a big man.
Then why point it out?
But the nose is already pointing it out of already. So, I mean, it just goes insane.
Yeah.
Sticks and stones may break bones.
Hey, Al Michael said they hired the same guy that made the Wade statue.
Oh,
that's so messed up. Oh, my goodness.
Minus one, Leroy.
No, no,
that's a point.
That's a point.
That's a point.
That's a point.
Minus one, dude. That's a point. It's a disrespectful thing. I'm not going to let you do that.
That's a point.
He's a young man. He's built how he's built.
So you're going to say it looks good if you get the right angle?
It has angles. Take a break. Back after this.
They're at each other.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you.
You did not say 16. You said 16.
No, I didn't do it.
Just got it, man. You said
play it. Play it.
I just played it.
We couldn't. We could.
Oh, we didn't hear it.
You didn't hear it. We couldn't hear it on video feed, Vlad, so Leroy couldn't hear it.
Okay.
But, yeah, go ahead and
run. He throws it to the open guy, and now you complain about he don't throw it deep.
That's not what I'm complaining about. And complaining is a very strong word. I wouldn't say I'm complaining. Really? We're just spitballing here. Like,
we're not spitballing.
What I'd like to, you know, you're in ancient times, and this is what it's like. You know, you're the architect of the Sistine Chapel, but I'm Michelangelo. Like, I'm just like, you know what could spruce it up a little bit? It's a very clear sis. You know, and you would say, well, that's not reasonable. Look at all the work that I did to build this chapel.
So,
like, yeah, but it needs a little something extra.
Your comments.
What was that?
It's very clear. It's a very clear sis.
All right, I'll give it.
He said it.
Yeah, and trust me, they would pounce on me if they by any borderline one.
I would definitely pounce on
those two hyenas.
Who? Wade? What?
No, never mind. Anyway, we got a little action tonight. Jake Paul versus Mike Tyson. The Tyson's line's going down, dude. Like, it was at +200 yesterday. I'm looking on Hard Rock right now. He's at +185. People are betting on Iron Mike.
Yeah, for that slap. They saw that slap. They saw how you looked.
But I understand. It's not power slap. Although Dana White probably wished it was power slap. Stupid sport. If you even want to call it that. Ridiculous. Want to let you guys know one more time, by the way. Whiskey, Stars, and Cigars almost here. It's presented by WQAM and Edmore Sawgrass Auto Mall. Talk sports with the WQAM staff Wednesday, November 20th at our location, Tabacone Cigars and Spirits at Plantation Walk. You guys can enjoy a sample of Aberfeldy 12-year-old single malt scotch whiskey and a cigar from Drew Estate. That is next Wednesday at Tabacone Cigars and Spirits at Plantation Walk. It's presented by Edmore Sawgrass Auto Mall, your 2023 Dealer of the Year. And sponsored by the main man. There is nobody better to help you flip your biz and cash out big than the main man. And also brought to you by the injury law firm of Cohen & Judah, where a partner handles every single case. Call them up, 866-FAIR-FEE. Methods tonight, Leroy. Jake Paul by decision, +260. Jake Paul by KO, +160. Tyson decision, +850. Tyson KO, +250. The draw, +1100. Eight rounds.
It ain't going to be a draw.
Eight rounds.
It ain't going to be a draw.
I'm telling you, dude, here's what I smell: a rat. Okay, this whole thing smells like BS to me. And I'm saying two things are going to happen. We're either going to have a draw or Tyson body shot to Jake Paul. He goes down on a knee, sets up the rematch. Chestnut checkers.
There's definitely going to be a rematch.
So how do you set that up? It doesn't happen with Tyson losing. I'm telling you that right now.
No, Tyson loses, but it's a close fight.
Nope. No. It ain't going eight rounds.
It's not that. Eight rounds, but it's 2-minute rounds, Leroy. That's 15 minutes.
Okay. Okay.
Just letting you know, something's going to be Schmidt. This is what if Jake Paul bites Tyson? There's actually some that have prop bets on biting of body parts.
Do you want the odds? He also put on his ear.
No, I did not.
He liked like a little custom made earpiece just in case he gets bit or something.
Oh yeah, that'll work.
Isn't he taller than Tyson? He's a lot taller than Tyson, right?
I don't think he's a lot taller. They look pretty. They look pretty even yesterday.
Mike used to fight guys taller than him all the time.
Yeah.
Which part of Jake Paul? Here's the bet. This is from Bet Online. Which part of Jake Paul will Mike Tyson bite? Nose is the favorite, +150. Ear +200. Cheek +400. Shoulder +500. Arm +700, back +1,000, ass +2,000, leg +2,500, junk +10,000.
He definitely expects a draw because Pauling. Hey, let me explain something to you. Nobody wants to go down. If you get KO'd, it ain't because you let yourself go down. It's because you got knocked down. So for all this, you know, I'm just curious to see, like, yeah, those punches that Tyson throwing look physical on the mitt. But again, being almost 60, how much power does he really have?
I would say he's probably still strong. I would venture to guess he's still strong. It's more of a matter of, you know, the cardio. Like how long can he keep that up? But I bet you like for a round, two rounds, I think like it would still hurt if he hit you to the body for sure. Yeah. I think so. He does look in good shape. Mm-hmm. He does look in good shape. I just don't know I don't know how much how long that can deliver in a fight effectively.
Right.
But
nobody did any weight cut for this fight.
No, I think all in all, it'll probably end up looking like a pretty ugly matchup. That's why I'm gonna throw a little on the draw.
What are you gonna put?
A little action, JFig. None of your business. What are you, the IRS?
You would be all over this with Marcos if he was here.
Oh my goodness! Did you see Smitha put up there?
Jesus. Oh, man. Well, this is, you know, we're going to watch something very unhealthy tonight, but we got something healthy coming up tomorrow. We've heard it all. Men have to be strong and men have to be tough. But when it comes to our health, we need to be smart, especially if you're 45 years old or older, Iron Mike. That's why I want to invite him and everybody else to join Alonzo Mourning and other special guests, including Dan Marino and Ed Jovanovski at the Miami Heat Men's Health Summit tomorrow. And you guys can learn how to take a proactive approach to your health from some of the country's most renowned health experts. Plus, you're going to enjoy fun activities, giveaways, raffles for autograph prizes, and more. There's no time to waste. Come and get a health screening like Alonzo Mourning did. It saved his life, and it could save yours. It's go time. It's Zo time. Learn more at baptisthealth.net/Zotime. That's baptisthealth.net/Zotime. Bo Nickel. We're going to talk a little Jake Paul, Mike Tyson with the UFC star. He works for Jake Paul. And he's got a fight coming up tomorrow as well at UFC 309. The great Bo Nickel. He joins us again coming up next.